भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 52 नसेकादी स्मशनंताय संस्कराय संस्कृतो द्विजः इंद्रियेषु क्रिया यज्ञान् ज्ञान दीपेशा जुवती निसेकादि स्मशनंताय संस्काराय संस्कृतो द्विजा इंद्रियेषु क्रिया यज्ञान् ज्ञानदीपेश जुवति निसेकादि स्मशनंताय संस्काराय संस्कृतो द्विजः इंद्रियेषु क्रिया यज्ञान् ज्ञानदीपेश जुवति निसेकादि स्मशनंताय संस्काराय संस्कृतो द्विजः इंद्रियेषु क्रिया यज्ञान् ज्ञानदीपेषु जुवति स्मशनंताय संस्काराय संस्कृतो द्विजः इंद्रियेषु क्रिया यज्ञान् ज्ञानदीपेषु जुवति शेषादि स्मशनंताय संस्काराय संस्कृतो द्विजः इंद्रियेषु क्रिया यज्ञान् ज्ञानदीपेषु जुवति निषेकदि स्मशनंताय संस्काराय संस्कृतो द्विजः इंद्रियेषु क्रिया यज्ञान् ज्ञानदीपेषु जुवति निषेकदि स्मशनंताय संस्काराय संस्कृतो द्विजः इंद्रियेषु क्रिया यज्ञान् ज्ञानदीपेषु जुवति मातुजीस निषेकादि स्मशनंताय संस्काराय संस्कृतो द्विजः इंद्रियेषु क्रिया यज्ञान् ज्ञानदीपेषु जुवति निषेक आदि द बिगिनिंग ऑफ लाइफ द प्यूरिफिकेटरी प्रोसेस ऑफ गर्भधारण परफॉर्म्ड व्हेन द फादर बिगेट्स अ चाइल्ड by discharging semen into the womb of the mother. Smashana antai, and at death, when the body is put into a crematorium and burnt to ashes. Samskarai, by such purificatory processes. Samskrita, purified. Dvija, a twice-born Brahman. Indriyeshu, into the senses. Kriyayagnan, activities and sacrifices which elevate one to a higher planetary system. Jnanadipeshu, by enlightenment in real knowledge. Juvati, offers. Translation. A twice-born Brahmin Dvija gains his life by the grace of his parents through the process of purification known as Garbhadan. There are also other processes of purification unto the end of life when the funeral ceremony, Antyesti Kriya, is performed. Thus, in due course, a qualified Brahmin becomes uninterested in materialistic activities and sacrifices, but he offers the sensual sacrifices in full knowledge into the working senses, which are illuminated by the fire of knowledge. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those interested in materialistic activities remain in the cycle of birth and death. Pravritti Marg, or the inclination to stay in the material world to enjoy varieties of sense gratification, has been explained in the previous verse. Now in this verse it explained that one who has perfect brahminical knowledge rejects the process of elevation to higher planets and accepts Nivritti Marg. In other words, he prepares himself to go back home, back to Godhead. Those who are not Brahmins but atheists do not know what is Pravritti Marg or Nivritti Marg. They simply want to obtain pleasure at any cost. Our Krishna consciousness movement is therefore training devotees to give up the Pravritti Marg and accept the Nivritti Marg in order to return home back to Godhead. This is a little difficult to understand, but it is very easy if one takes the Krishna consciousness seriously and tries to understand Krishna. A Krishna conscious person can understand that performing yajna according to the karmakanda system is a useless waste of time, and that merely giving up the karmakanda and accepting the process of speculation is also unfruitful. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur has sung in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, karmakanda jnanakanda kevala visara bandha amrita baliya yeva kaya nanayoni sadapira kandarya bhakshanakare tara janma adapateyai. A life of karmakanda or jnanakanda is like a poison pot, and one who takes to such a life is doomed. In the karmakanda system, one is destined to accept birth and death again and again. Similarly, with jnanakanda, one falls down again to this material world. Only worship of the Supreme Lord offers one the safety of going back home, back to Godhead. It's easier to turn pages of a book. Nisekadi smashanantai samskarai samskrito dvija indriyeshu kriya yagnan jnana dipesha juvati. A twice-born Brahmin gains his life by the grace of his parents through the process of purification known as Garbhadan. There are also other processes of purification unto the end of life when the funeral ceremony, Antyesti Kriya, is performed. Thus, in due course, a qualified Brahmin becomes uninterested in materialistic activities and sacrifices, but he offers the sensual sacrifices in full knowledge into the working senses, which are illuminated by the fire of knowledge. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So, in keeping with the class that I gave the other day, a few days later, in Hawaii, May of 1976. We found this tape in the mid-80s in St. Louis. Makangal Prabhu had a secret stash, as they say, of Prabhupada room conversations that somehow or other no one had recorded. And these were given to the archives and transliterated, put into paper. And this is the conversation right around the time Srila Prabhupada was translating this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's about, the conversation is all about a very heavy room conversation with Burijan Prabhu, who I believe is one of our GBCs in these days of ISKCON, a current GBC member, so don't hold it against him. But he was going a little bit in a different direction. And Srila Prabhupada called him in the room, first week of May, 1976 in Honolulu. And this conversation ensued, where Prabhupada explains ultimately the real understanding of what's the word? Anyway, you'll understand as we read it. Srila Prabhupada, we're all here. I'm here. What is it difficult? Burijan. He said that if my instruction contradicts Prabhupada, then don't follow my instruction. Srila Prabhupada. Siddha Swarup's group, they do not like to stay clean, is it not? Burijan. Very clearly, I see that here. Srila Prabhupada, that I have already explained. Burijan, would you like me to do anything? Would you like me to do, I know I don't want to be independent. Srila Prabhupada, why you're inclined to follow Siddha Swarup, your wife and you, what is the special attraction? Burijan, Siddha Swarup Prabhu was a, at the time, sannyasi, initiated by Prabhupada, but who broke off from ISKCON and wanted to introduce a new type of Krishna consciousness where devotees would play guitars and wear Western dress, not shave their heads, and not really follow Srila Prabhupada's actual teachings, as will be explained here. So here Srila Prabhupada is making the distinction between these two groups. Why you're inclined to follow Siddha Swarup, your wife and you, what is the special attraction? Burijan. We couldn't always be corresponding with you. We needed some personal instruction. Srila Prabhupada, no, personal instruction. But what is the special attraction? Your wife says that their instruction is very clear. So what is the distinction between clear and ambiguous? What do you find ambiguous and what do you find clear? What is that? Burijan, I think the point I found clear is more introspection points about humility and changing one's desire. Srila Prabhupada, humility is not to follow the instruction of Guru? Burijan, no. Srila Prabhupada, I'm asking you, what is the special attraction between what your wife says, what is clear, and what is ambiguous? Burijan, you mean, what does he say that is ambiguous? Srila Prabhupada, you say that is very clear, but others are ambiguous. So what is that ambiguous? What is the clear? Burijan, the clearness may be a deeper understanding to want to be humble, a deeper understanding to Srila Prabhupada, humble. But if you do not follow your spiritual master's instruction, if you follow others, then where is the humbleness? You say that your wife says that what Siddha Swarup says, this is very clear and others, they're not so clear. Is it not? So what is that clear on the tape? I have a copy. Srila Prabhupada is getting a little disturbed. Burijan, to chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, so who says that you don't chant? Burijan, maybe the emphasis wasn't so much on the chanting. Everyone says Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. Everyone just chants their 16 rounds a day, half hour artik in the evening, half hour in the morning. Srila Prabhupada, so what is your program? 24 hours? Burijan, I like more kirtan than that. Srila Prabhupada, so you don't like to sell books? Burijan, no, I think I like very much. I mean, I think I would like it. Srila Prabhupada, what is the difference, Burijan, between selling books and kirtan? Srila Prabhupada, no, no, between others and you. Where is the difference? Why don't you point out, this is the point we differ. What is that point? Burijan, maybe the point about more kirtan or less kirtan. Srila Prabhupada, so if you chant more, you get objective. What is the objective? What is the point of difference? Burijan, no point of difference. Srila Prabhupada, then why do you say we find his instruction more clear? Pusta Krishna, you say there is no point of difference, but his instruction is more clear. This is contradiction. Burijan, just the emphasis that was given to chanting. For myself, I know I was off track, and I know in my heart that I built up an enmity towards your disciples in thinking that by distributing books, they were making people angry at Krishna and you. Srila Prabhupada, yes, real point. That's real point. Burijan, so that's what I felt. So when I was in Hong Kong, people that I would meet, they'd yell at me, what have you done to Krishna? Some Indians used to say like that. You know, people we'd meet, they'd tell us, they'd see the Hare Krishna devotees and they hate Krishna. I remember one specific time when I was speaking to one businessman, Srila Prabhupada, he said that we hate Krishna? Burijan, no, no. He said, your members of the Hare Krishna in Australia, they're making people hate Krishna, inimical, making people inimical to Krishna. Pusta Krishna, they feel threatened. We're preaching austerities and such a simple way of life. They feel threatened. Not that they're hating. Their argument is that because of our strong emphasis on preaching and book distribution, they're saying, therefore, that the mass of people, they have a bad impression of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, because we are selling books? Burijan, well, and also not just so much selling books, maybe because the emphasis on how much money can be taken. Like if when someone says on the street, please give me a donation, they give a donation. No, you must give more and more and more. So the people think the devotees are only interested in getting money. And they get the idea that ISKCON is a money-making movement only. Pusta Krishna, we're selling 500,000 large-sized books each year. Hari Sari, the materialists will always contest. They see the devotees and say that we renounce everything, but they don't understand that renunciation means to take everything and give it to Krishna. Just like that time there was such a great commotion when we had that Rolls Royce to take your divine grace from the airport to the temple. So in the papers, they didn't put anything that you said. They simply said, quote, his divine grace is reviving in a Rolls Royce, like that. So this is the general opinion. This is the general attitude of the common mass of people. Srila Prabhupada, that is envious. Srila Prabhupada, so they sell books, that is making Krishna unpopular? Burijan, one must learn to make a good book salesman, I think. Srila Prabhupada, selling books for Krishna, does it mean that the booksellers are creating bad impression? Does it mean? Burijan, automatically no. Srila Prabhupada, then why do you say that what is the wrong there? Actually, I can so far understand that you do not like to sell books, or you cannot sell books. Purjan, actually, I've never really tried. I've never attempted very much. In the room conversation, Prabhupada speaking extremely strong. So much so that when this was published in a BBT newsletter, Purjan Prabhu wrote to Ramaswar and me personally that he was very upset. Of course, this was in his younger days. Now he's a very pure, distinguished GBC, but he had some misconception. So when he said, actually, I've never tried, I've never attempted very much, it's a very meek voice in the tape. But those who are selling books, you think that they're not very advanced. Purjan, I don't think that they could continue for a very long time if they're not very advanced. Srila Prabhupada, actually they're doing. So what do you say? They cannot continue long. Hari, sorry. No, he's saying they must be advanced, actually, if you look at it in the proper perspective. They must be advanced, otherwise one cannot do it for a very long time. Purjan, it also used to make me angry when people used to collect money using lying terms, saying they used to collect money for the welfare something, like here, or to feed the children there, or to bus the children here. They'd collect money like that, but it wasn't straightforward. Srila Pusta Krishna. Prabhupada has many times given the instruction to the devotees that they should try as much as possible to distribute books on their own merit, wanting this knowledge. Purijan. But so much of the collecting is collecting, not distributing books. Pusta Krishna. No, but the point is that Prabhupada's instruction is there. Purijan. But all the devotees want to hear is that Prabhupada also said, by hook or by crook. At one point, Prabhupada wrote a letter, by hook or by crook, distribute the book. Of course, that's to be taken not out of context, but understanding how to catch the fish and not get wet? Huh? How to catch a big fish and not get wet. Prabhupada gave the example. Pusta Krishna. Sometimes it may be required to interest someone in a book because they may find out their interest, just like interest in philanthropic activities. Srila Prabhupada, just like, what is his name? And then Prabhupada starts laughing. And Hari Sari says, Tripurari. Srila Prabhupada, Tripurari. Someone inquired, is there any instruction about the power shortage? Oh, yes. So she purchased. Next day, she said, there's nothing about power swords. So suppose Tripurari has sold one book. The lady has inquired, is there any Vedic instruction about power shortage? So he said, yes. So you think that is wrong? That is your version? Purijan, I think a simple lie like that is not bad. Srila Prabhupada, but a devotee's rule is that whatever may be her inquiry, if she purchases one book, she'll be benefited. Of course, it was 1-1 Bhagavatam, and there is instruction on power shortage. Just like someone came up to one of our devotees in St. Louis in the 80s and tried to get him arrested because he said that this was a book about yoga. And they said there's nothing in the book about yoga. The book was entitled The Path of Yoga. Of course, it's bhakti yoga. It's not contortion yoga that this person wanted. And the police said, well, it is yoga. We can't arrest them. It says on the cover, Path of Yoga. So he didn't lie. But a devotee's rule is that wherever may be her inquiry, if she purchases one book, she'll be benefited. This is the point. But you, as big moralist, You think he has cheated her. He has not cheated. He has benefited her. Somehow or other, he has given a book to her. Someday she'll read and be benefited. But you people, you think that why should we say like that? Yes, there is some solution of power shortage. Actually, there is. But you think that he has lied. Just like there is sometimes a child is suffering from fever. So the father wants that the child take the medicine and promises him, take the medicine, I'll give you this cake. The purpose is not to give the cake. The purpose is the child will take the medicine. That is the purpose. But when the father promises that if you take the medicine, I'll give you cake, cake is dangerous for the child because suffering from fever. But still, the father allures him that if you take the medicine, I'll give you the cake. So is the father wrong or right? Burijan, no. Srila Prabhupada, so similarly, if somehow or other one can sell one book to a person, it is good for him. Don't think how he's selling. But he's giving one book to a person and he's getting something and that's all. But big moralists, they cannot understand. They will see that why the father has spoken lie to the son. He's not a good father. They're missing. Father is always right. Father cannot be enemy. But for the benefit of the rascal child, sometimes he has to say things like that. That if you take the medicine, I'll give you the cake. So those who are mundane moralists, they cannot understand because they are a mundane platform. Another example is Yudhisthira Maharaj. He was asked by Krishna that you speak lies to Dronacharya. Yudhisthira Maharaj refused. For this, he had to see hell. He was more moralist than Krishna. For this, he had to see hell. For this moral activity, he had to visit hell. This philosophy cannot be understood by neophyte devotees. Our purpose is why we are placing so much stress on books, because our mission should be preached very widely. That we want. Somehow or other, let him purchase a book. That is our mission. There is no question of transgressing moral principle. Arjun did it. Arjun was arguing with Krishna that killing of my relatives, it is very abominable. But I beg and maintain myself and kill my relatives and become a king. Better I beg and maintain myself than kill my relatives and become a king. Did he not say? That is ordinary man's argument. But as Yudhisthira Maharaj disapproved to speak lie, Yudhisthira was asked to say, Ashwatthama, the elephant, is dead. Because if Drona, who was killing all the army, was told that his son, Ashwatthama, was dead, he would be very depressed and not fight so hard. So Krishna told him, tell him Ashwatthama, the elephant, and is dead. Right, the second time. Ashwatthama, the elephant, is dead. And the elephant, under the breath, Ashwatthama, the elephant, is dead. And Yudhisthira at first just hesitated. And for that, Srila Prabhupada points out, he had to see hell. The philosophy, the understanding goes. But as Yudhisthira Maharaj disapproved to speak lie, and Arjuna, in spite of his condition that it is sinful to kill my relatives, still he agreed to kill. Why? Burijan, that is supreme moral, Krishna's desire. Srila Prabhupada, what Krishna desires, that is above these material, but it should not be manufactured. The thing is that our spiritual master wants to preach Krishna consciousness, and he has repeatedly said to distribute books and distribute books by any means. That's all. And if you become moralist, that they are taking this means, that means for selling the book. Oh, I am big moralist. I am bigger than him, Burjohn. I don't think there's enmity because of the books themselves. Srila Prabhupada, no. I think that I do not know what they're doing. But I have information that they, Siddha, not selling books, Burjohn. Some, I think, Srila Prabhupada, but not comparable. And others who were transgressing the moral principle, they were selling more books. And they were big moralists, they could not. And those who are big moralists, they could not. Pusta Krishna. They're also distributing one pamphlet by Siddha that if they like, they can purchase Prabhupada's book. Srila Prabhupada, sometimes I heard so many stories. Burjohn, but they give those away for free. That if someone really doesn't want to purchase anything, so they give him something for free about Krishna. Only because it's free, as far as I know. Srila Prabhupada, they give knowledge free, then why should they purchase? If they give them the opportunity that they would take mature knowledge free, then why should they purchase? Burjohn, if we could become Krishna conscious without following the rules and regulations, then why follow the rules and regulations? That's what I was thinking while I was there. Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master says that book selling, there is no question of moral or immoral, just like in fighting. When there is fight, the soldiers, they kill the infantry. There is no question of moral or immoral. They must do it. Burjohn, Srila Prabhupada, the thing I think I understand least is they're not doing what you want. I mean, I'm sitting before you now, and you're telling me, and I'm listening, and you're my spiritual master, and I must accept it. Srila Prabhupada cuts him off and says, we want that book selling must be increased as much as possible. That is what we want. The same principle. The child take the medicine. Never mind the father is speaking lies. Because as soon as you take the medicine, you'll be benefited. End justifies means. End is that Krishna should, that everyone should have a Krishna literature. Doesn't matter what is the mean. Because he has taken one Krishna literature, that justifies everything. Burjohn, how about collecting without giving any lecture? There, months ago, I saw in Australia with a lying line too, not telling the truth, but it wasn't very long ago. Hari, sorry. Sometimes the devotees just distribute with incense. They go out with incense. They collect and they distribute incense. Sometimes they don't distribute books. Pusta Krishna. That's to pay off the loan of the temple. All the devotees are well aware of it, not the consciousness of taking everything, giving nothing. Srila Prabhupada. Point is not that. They have not done any wrong. They might have. But my instruction is the books must be Burjohn. I understand. In other words, if you think they're doing it wrong, then you do it better. Do it better without the wrong. I feel that this is Srila Prabhupada. The husband, if he does not take to deity worship, then he shall remain unclean. That is a fact. End of room conversation. Any questions or discussions about Srila Prabhupada's point? Bhrigupati Prabhu? Do you have some disagreement or clarification?
I was there shortly after. You know, that took place when Prabhupada was still alive, obviously. You know, Prabhupada's room conversation with Prabhupada.
In May.
In May of what, 1976?
76, and in June, you and me and Naikatma were in New Vrindavan.
Right. But in 78, I went to Australia, and I saw what the result of, you know, what they're talking about there was. And actually, I'm giving class tomorrow, so I'll give part two tomorrow. Because
but give us a hint.
Give you a hint. Well, there were problems. You know that expression where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, there was the response of the followers of Sidisroop and was incorrect. You know, to stop distributing books and pull off and separate and just emphasize on chanting. You know, which is what they did, and that was wrong. But there was also some, you know, fault on the devotee side in that they irritated the public so much that people were complaining to the newspapers, to the television stations, to the radios, and then they would come out. They would actually come out and they'd set up the devotees. You know, the television station is one classic one. The television station came out with a guy. He handed the devotee a book. And then, you know, the devotee asked for a donation as usual. And the man gave him a dollar or something like that. And said, but no, that's not enough. He said, well, you just had a donation. And the devotee said, yeah, but you'd have to give more. And then there was a tug of war, you know, for the book.
Ooh.
And then the cameraman, or he was the guy from the television station, he pulled off the devotee's wig. And then the devotee freaked out. You know, because these were all relatively young devotees. He freaked out, and he started, and they had cameras on him. They were cameraing the whole thing.
Right.
So he started trying to run away, and they got him, and he just ran into a dead end, an alley, you know, and he couldn't go anywhere. And they were filming him, and the devotee didn't know what to do. He realized, uh-oh, I blew it. You know, I'm being filmed now and everything. And he just started chanting the prayers to Lord Nisringadev very loudly. And he looked like, which is a good idea, you know, but he looked like a total madman. And this is all on television. It was on the Mike Willacy show. And shortly after that, the leaders of the Australian Yatra, they all got together and they actually made a decision. Well, you know what? I think we got to stop distributing books because it's so counterproductive to our public relations, which it was. You know, literally, people hated us in Australia at that particular time period.
Point is, Prabhupada said here,
yeah.
Point is to take Prabhupada's instructions. Devotees may have misunderstood. Prabhupada said here in this, I don't say that they haven't done anything wrong. Prabhupada said, he was giving the principle.
Mm-hmm.
Devotees took it to the extreme. They also did that here in L.A. They took pictures of the Matajis and put it on 60 Minutes. And it was very unfavorable. Somehow, Mother Vrindavan Velasini, some of the other saintly devotees were saying things that were not exactly appropriate. So Prabhupada says, I don't say they haven't done anything wrong. That you have to correct. But the general principle is that we have to distribute books. And spiritual master's order is to increase as far as possible the distribution of books. Not to irritate the public, obviously. To be careful not to irritate the public. Catch the big fish and don't get wet, Prabhupada said. But at the same time, not to stop book distribution. You're giving class tomorrow.
Okay.
Arjita, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, that's why, you know, we have to really be careful when we present these kinds of apparently private conversations that Prabhupada had, because it can be misunderstood in many ways. But on this particular point about agitating public, first of all, two things. You have to understand that everybody has to go through a neophyte stage. You can't come through the door and be a pure devotee tomorrow. So we get sometimes a little upset when people go through the neophyte stage and they make mistakes. It's fool. It's silly. You have to allow people to go through the neophyte stage. They must. You can't become a medium devotee and then an advanced devotee if you don't go through the neophyte stage. So in that regard, there was that famous case where two brahmacharis were distributing books, and they distributed to a lady, and then she wrote a letter that was given to Prabhupada. And she was upset about so many things they did. And that. So Prabhupada wrote back, yes, we understand your point and this and that, but you should see that they're trying to be saintly persons. They're giving you Krishna consciousness. See it in that context. See it in that context. Don't just see the mistakes that they made. See it in the context. They're trying to give you something beautiful and wonderful. See it like that. So the public also has to be trained. It's not just that the devotees have to be trained. The public has to be trained. That Krishna consciousness is perfect. And even if it's given to you imperfectly, it's something perfect. Try to take it in that regard.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada oftentimes said this shouldn't be misconstrued. And Srila Prabhupada said that one should distribute books in such a way that everyone leaves with a favorable attitude. Otherwise, if they leave with an unfavorable attitude and they don't think that the book is very important, then what have you accomplished? So everyone should be trained. But at the same time, the principle here is that one should not follow mundane morality. One should be supremely moral. Prabhupada's instruction is supreme morality, and that instruction is for everyone. All glories to Sri Guru Nigram.